Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Today's show is for adults only.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke. Forget it.
April Fools.
Yeah, see, some people appreciate a good prank. You forget what day it is?
April Fool's Day.
Stick around. This might be the year I pull off the greatest prank ever.
Your pranks are lame.
Your pranks just aren't working anymore, okay?
April Fools.
Yeah. Everybody feeling the prankness?
Man.
Of April Fools this morning?
Not so much.
No?
You know, we try, but yeah, I mean, you know. I don't know the people. I think everybody wants this to be a big joke, what's going on now.
Yeah.
So
wouldn't
like,
that be nice?
Is that what's going to happen? Is that it?
You know, Trump walking out to the podium.
Yes, exactly. All right. Everybody was joking, right?
It was tremendous.
Oh, we wish.
It's
we
the
wish.
Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Jeez. Along with our executive producer, Morty, working remotely. This is show number, correct me if I'm wrong, 1857.
Seven, is it eight?
Would that be right?
I think so. I think
Morning.
So, Mike. I'll have to check.
1,857. Or maybe 58.
I'll have to check.
If you're keeping track this morning. And our first winner, 10K payday contest. This was so sweet. It was Kiana Shepherd.
Nice.
$500 qualified for the $10,000. Who doesn't need a little extra cash right now as we go through these tough times? And it was so sweet when the Beasley banker asked her what she was going to do with the money.
I'm going to get something for my mom's birthday because today is her birthday.
Isn't that nice?
That's nice.
I'm going to spend it on my mom. It's her birthday, and so she's going to have a nice birthday.
Nice.
Your next chance to win in less than an hour. 7 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you.
1858.
Oh!
Yesterday was 57.
Well, I was trying to pull a... April Fool's joke.
Yeah, there you go. I wish the days of the week underwear were still a thing, so I would know what the hell day of the week it was.
Perfect.
Jeez, good Lord.
Sunshine and windy today. The wind's back. Pollen is everywhere.
Yeah. Yes,
people sneezing. And 83 the high, 72 the high tomorrow. Same thing. Sunshine, but plenty of wind. It's only about 56 outside this morning. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
More people coming to the rescue, and even Dennis Rodman wants to get in on something. I'll tell you about that.
All right, more on that story and others after Earth, Wind, and Fire, September.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, unfortunately, CNN's Chris Cuomo, that is the brother of Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York.
Mm-hmm.
He has tested positive for the coronavirus. Did his show last night from his basement, which is where he'll be for a while. Didn't look great either. Very bloodshot eyes. And he said, I feel crappy, quite honestly. But he said, the worst thing is not, you know, I'm afraid I might have given this to my wife.
Yeah.
And you know, he keeps urging people to just think about that. Think about the other people as well.
So he is the younger brother.
He is the younger brother.
And
he,
quite a few years younger.
He's 49. Andrew Cuomo, I think, what did I say, was 62, I believe it is.
Yeah.
There's 13 years between them.
Stuck in the basement.
Stuck in the basement, yeah, and not feeling great. Hopefully he does okay, and he's a pretty healthy guy as it is. So he said the most frustrating thing about it is usually you go to a doctor, even if you have the flu, you can do this, you can do that, he said, and they just keep saying, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. So, but he's very positive. Adam Schlesinger from the band Fountains of Wayne is in the hospital on a respirator because of it. DJ Jazzy Jeff and actor Justin Long both believe they have it. One has tested positive. The other one, they said, you probably have it. Good news. Elon Musk has ventilators ready to send to hospitals. He tweeted yesterday, we have extra FDA-approved ventilators. We'll ship to hospitals worldwide with Tesla. The ones that are in Tesla delivery regions, which are in various places.
Yeah.
He said device and shipping costs are free. Only requirement is that the vents are needed immediately for patients. So you can't have them in a warehouse just waiting. You must need them.
See, I love it, like guys like that.
Yes.
Stepping up.
I agree.
And making things happen.
Oh, it's so cool what some of these people are doing. It really, really is.
Yeah.
It's nice to see. Now, we're watching a lot of TV, lots of TV, and a new poll has found that Netflix is definitely America's choice when it comes to a streaming service. Almost 40% of people have been on Netflix the most. Hulu is a distant second. Amazon, Disney Plus, and Apple.
I mean, we shouldn't be surprised by that.
No, well, it's been around the longest. It's been around the longest, you know. Jamie Lee Curtis might be joining the cast of The Mandalorian, Morty, and Dennis Rodman says, I want to wrestle Rob Gronkowski, man. So that might be happening. Well, you know what that tells
me? That's how he's going to help?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't know when that will be, but that reminds me people definitely are drinking a lot more.
Yes,
jeez.
They are.
Rodman and Gronk.
Yeah.
Oh, that's some post-isolation fun to look forward to right there. That is my take, sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3. LZ.
Carla, earlier in the hour, you had mentioned Elon Musk and Tesla.
Yes.
How he's stepping up in the fight against the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And guys like him, a lot of guys like him are doing that. On the flip side, if you missed it over the weekend, former record exec, billionaire David Geffen said he was, quote, isolating. Showed a sunset picture overlooking his $590 million 450-foot-long yacht.
Yeah.
And people, he got slammed on it.
Good.
And quickly made his account private.
You think? What a tool. People are not,
you know, people like us that are going through what we're going through.
Yeah, everyday people.
Right.
These celebrities who need to, you know, try to remain relevant. Stop.
Well, yesterday, John Mayer put out a song called Drone Shot of My Yacht. Kind of a roasting of David Geffen. Listen to this.
Let me flex these specs. 450 feet, six or seven decks. You can try to stretch your neck. And see all this stuff around me. I don't give a heck. Cause I got a drone shot on my yacht. It's all I got. I'm all alone.
That's John Mayer and him roasting David Geffen.
I love it. I love John Mayer now. So there you go.
So much more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty tough for everybody like us to look at a guy like that and go, are you going to be okay? Are you isolated?
Jeez. Oh, thank God David Geffen's okay on his yacht.
Hold on, our friend Chrissy. You know, Days of Our Lives.
Yes.
Chrissy's on the phone. Chrissy, what's up?
You know what? I did lose my job, so to speak, but we're supposed to get it back because I'm a Lyft driver. We are not driving at all. My husband and I are both Lyft drivers, and we're like, no way. We're not I'm putting my life in my danger. So all these rich people, they need to get over themselves because you know what? Somebody could be broke and not have any money and no place to go.
Exactly. I know, Chrissy. It is.
That's what hurts. It's because people don't understand. You know, I'm not made of money and I don't have money. But when you have money and you don't even see these people and you don't know who they are and what they do for a living and they're dead broke, it hurts.
I'm not here to begrudge anybody anything they've made, but these people who, you know, talking about I'm okay because my people are getting my stuff for me and my, you know.
I read online. The guy that has his son from your website you're not coming to my house because you might have the coronavirus. You know what? I have three kids, and I would never, ever do that to my three kids.
Yeah.
And it hurts because I see people day in, day out going to work, and I'm like, dude, I can't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Hang in there, Chrissy. We love
Chrissy,
you.
Chrissy, we're here, honey. Okay. We are here.
Okay, bye.
You know, we're all going through this together. That's why the Beasley banker said, you know what? We're going to open up the big vault. Start hanging out some free money for those people that need it the most. So we have another $500 to give away.
Yeah.
We'll tell you a new code word. Coming up after Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child O' Mine, 96.3 KKLZ. Mercedes, JC in the studio. April Fool's.
Stop it. You silly boy.
You think everybody for like a second just went.
Wait, what am I?
Hold on.
Yeah. And then a few said, oh, I'm listening to the right station.
Yeah.
Ah, crap. It's not them.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. You know, at some point, you got to smile.
You got to laugh.
And find the funny.
Yes.
As a friend of mine would always say, you just got to find the funny. 709, share. S-H-A-R-E. Mm-hmm. That is the code word. Put $500 in your pocket. Qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. 10K payday contest is back. Shelling out money for those people that need it.
Yes, absolutely. I was going to say, the DVD, mm-hmm. a few years back, was called Finding the Funny.
Love it.
I want to say it was about a 5,000 seller. So, I would only sell it, at shows and
can
stuff
you
like
re-release
that.
That?
I can. Yes, I can. I'll have to.
I think we should do that.
You know what I should do is put it on thumb drive now. Because I did. It was about 5 years ago.
Okay.
So, you know what? I should do that.
We'll figure it out.
You know? Yeah, Mike. And maybe we could, sell it really cheap. And
raise a couple of bucks.
Put some money to charity. Because it's pretty good.
All right.
It's pretty
good. You work on that. Everybody else, you still have a couple of minutes to text the word share to 45911 or to be eligible for the grand prize of $10,000. Enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it's just happening all over, but Canada has now passed a $75 billion coronavirus stimulus package that calls for Canadians to receive about $8,000 over the next 4 months. Money will go to the people, of course, who've lost their jobs because of this virus. Alcohol sales skyrocketing here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say people are just drinking a lot more, but I think a lot more people are now buying it.
Yeah.
And, are able to either enjoy it or whatever.
Stocking up.
Yes. Sales up about 55% overall.
Wow.
Yeah.
For the big party after all this is over.
Yes, exactly.
The post-isolation period.
Yes.
As you so called it yesterday.
Post-isolation parties are going to be PIP parties, I want to call them. Yeah. They're going to be great.
Off the rack.
Yes.
Chain.
And the rules, off the chain, off the hook.
Off the rack.
Off the shoulder. They're going to be hot. The rules have definitely changed in the past few weeks. What have you done in the past few weeks that you rarely ever did before? According to a new survey, the three things at the top are working from home.
Yeah.
Most people don't work from home. A lot do, but most don't. Video calls. A lot of people are very aware of the way they look, so we just generally don't do those. Participate in video calls. No, now we do.
These are things that we've
not really done much of before, but now we are. And a lot of people said using something other than toilet paper. Because they can't find it. Not good.
Didn't we talk about this yesterday?
Yes, we did. We might need to reiterate what went down yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Other things people have never really done much of before, going to the butcher, because they're not just putting the meat out. You got to ask.
Right.
And playing board games. People just don't get time to do that, and now they're doing it.
We're doing a lot of that.
Yeah.
Jody and I.
Yeah, I've never played cribbage, and I just got it. And so I'm going to learn to play cribbage.
We're playing a lot of Rummy Cube.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Rummy Cube
and
cribbage.
Yeah, here's the thing, and no matter how much you love that other person, when you don't have a normal day, it's like, what do you...
Where do you go? What do you
How's
do?
Your day? There's not as much... You don't have that daily chatter about things. It's very, very different.
Yeah.
So, play a board game. It is Wednesday. A few things you should know.
You think the coronavirus would stop the robocalls.
Yeah, I know.
But they're still coming in.
Are they ever?
Here's a woman who has a way to deal with it.
Is this great?
I just... You know what? The only reason we're playing this is because I just... The sound alone.
And you get these, and I used to say, don't even answer.
And I do.
I know, don't.
Because I want to play along.
Don't.
Here's what one woman is doing when she gets a call.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
She just starts banging pans.
Did they hang up?
Yeah.
Yes, they did. I love it.
Just the sound of those banging pans. Yeah, take that number off our list. Yeah, we don't want to call them anymore.
Henry, don't call.
See, there's a way to handle those telemarketers. Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KLZ.
So you brought up toilet paper and things you could know or should know.
Yes,
and we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, apparently things people are doing that they haven't really done before. People are using stuff other than toilet paper.
And you tried to sell me the fact that you shouldn't put tissue down a toilet paper.
Right.
Because it has a chance.
Down toilet, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Down toilet. Because it might clog up the toilet. And I said, are you kidding me?
Right.
It's tissue paper.
Nope. Right.
Who calls but Dennis, who is a plumber.
Yep.
And we asked him, when we played this yesterday, about putting a tissue paper down the toilet, and here's what he said.
Consistency of the paper, the fibers, it doesn't break up. Other paper will break up. Some flushable wipes will, too, but any of the more fibrous types of, like, tissue or other types of towels and stuff, the fibers stay together, and that's what causes the clog.
Dennis, can I first tell you, like, the best guy that I ever dated was a plumber. Handiest.
Right.
Could almost fix anything. But yeah, it's amazing. Like you say, what doesn't really work in a toilet? You'd think it would.
I would think just a little tissue.
Yeah, I know.
Soft and nice.
Dennis, it'll go down, sure, but,
yeah.
You know.
We are focused on how to stay hygienically clean, and like to pass that information on to, you know, anyone we can.
But I didn't even know they had a credo.
They have a credo.
Plumbers. Huh.
Yes, they have a credo.
They're worried about
exactly it.
Public health.
Yes, keep this in mind, people. It's called toilet paper.
For a reason.
Okay? Yes. Yes. Don't, the adage is, don't flush anything down the toilet except toilet paper.
Wow.
That's it. I know.
I got to be honest. I was shocked. Shocked.
I know you
when
were.
When he called in and said, yeah, you shouldn't do
you
that.
You thought about it yesterday, didn't you?
I did.
Every time you sat down or stood up, didn't you?
And you know what? I blew my nose yesterday and I was going to the bathroom and I almost tossed it down and I said, whoa.
Oh, my dad used to get so, do not throw toilet paper, anything but toilet paper in there. No Kleenex.
Paper towel?
No. We had a septic tank growing up, so don't put anything in there.
Oh, no.
Wow. I didn't know toilet paper would become such a topic.
I know.
Except during these times.
Listen, later on, I've got some fun facts to know and tell about toilet paper that you might be interested in. You'll want to stick around for that.
If you can find it.
Well, I've got some good facts on it anyhow, on something you'll never own again.
If you boys and girls want to stick around for that.
Something I'll never own, a Lamborghini again, and toilet paper.
Yeah, there you go. Hold on. Kat's on the phone. Kat, what's up?
There's over 150,000 rooms in Las Vegas, according to the Las Vegas Convention Authority.
Mm-hmm.
And all these hotels are closed, so they're not using the toilet paper that they have in their storage room that they had already ordered and was shipped and received by the time all the hotels closed. So why is there a toilet paper shortage in Las Vegas?
There shouldn't be.
Hello?
Exactly. They could give out toilet paper to all their employees.
Yeah.
So other people who don't work for the casino industry can go into a store and buy a pack of toilet paper.
She brings up a good point.
I love that. Now, that's marvelous.
I don't know if they haven't already done that.
Yeah, I know.
But you don't know. Right.
No, that's a great idea. It's just sitting there.
See? 702-739-9636. Our phone line's always open. We're live and local in the studio. It is Wednesday morning, 8:07. Another winner in the 10K payday contest. Todd Brown got the call. And when the Beasley banker wanted to find out what he was going to do with the money, listen to this. This is so sweet.
This is so great. This couldn't have came at a better time for me right now. These crazy times of life. I'm so ready for this. It was actually just a blessing right now. Put the money back and take care of my family. Buy some more bread and toilet paper.
More bread, more toilet paper.
Good for him, man. I'm glad we helped. That's so cool.
So Todd's
really
qualified
for
the $10,000.
Good.
Your next chance to scoop up some free cash. Less than an hour from now, we'll have another code word for you. 9 o'clock, so make sure you're listening for that. More details coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Let's do it. Another take with Carla Ray and some entertainment.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, there's no Coachella this year, but the companies responsible for putting up all the stages and tents at Coachella are now making coronavirus treatment facilities. They're setting those up. They're setting up basically medical treatment facilities that are, you know, temporary.
Right.
Which is so cool. I love hearing this.
Everybody's into that mentality now. Saying,
yes.
Well, we used to do this. We can do the same thing.
Right.
But for another reason.
Exactly. And that's what needs to be done right now. It really does. It is like wartime. When you shifted your, you know, your industry started making something else and producing something else in mass. So it's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Discovery Channel had a little treat for everyone. This weekend will be Shark Week in a Weekend. It's kicking off on Saturday, 9 o'clock. It usually airs in July, but they said due to, you know, everything happening right now, give somebody something to watch. That's right. They put together, it's a full weekend of just shark content, and Shark Week is just huge.
Yeah.
So take it in Saturday morning, 9 a.m. over on the Discovery Channel. You're good. Joe Buck has been asking fans to send him videos to provide the play-by-play, but he's gotten, he says, some pretty naughty submissions, and he wants people to stop sending those because he said they just don't seem appropriate to put my voice on at this stage in my life. You know, maybe later in you know, for you guys, but no, not now. You don't need me.
I thought I had the audio. Call it when the red solo cups?
They're doing beer pong.
Beer
pong that he's calling, yeah. But, he's getting people, you know, who want him to call play-by-play on, you know, on their weekend activities or their weeknight activities. And boy, if you thought there was no good news in all of this, Lindsay Lohan posted an Instagram video announcing that she's back with all new music. So if you were looking for something good to distract you from the pandemic, it's Lindsay Lohan, new music right there, baby. Everybody's going, yes, finally. This is great. Something to listen to. Some new music from Lindsay. Who? Lindsay Lohan is who I said.
Yeah.
That is my take. Sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
We had talked about this before. A lot of play-by-play announcers, you know, not getting the workout they're used to.
Right.
When sports was happening all the time.
Yeah, they got to keep those muscles strong, too.
So as you had talked about Joe Buck, here he is calling play-by-play on some beer pong.
Look at what he is going to try and accomplish. Hit all of these without missing. All right, we've got 5 cups left. He's over halfway there. There's number 6. That means there are 4 left. My math skills are off the charts. Unbelievable. 3 left. He's got 7 in a row. Now he's got 2. How do you not freak out? How do you not clench up? How do you not just completely blow it? Knocks the cup off the table, but the ball was in. We're going to count that. Again, having trouble down at the far end. Can he do it? And 10 in a row. Unbelievable. Look at the celebration. Finish up medical school and make us proud. John Romano, glad I met you. Keep in touch.
Finish up medical school.
Just when you thought beer pong couldn't be any more boring, Joe Buck comes to the rescue. I know there's a lot of announcers doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, 8:24. Toto, hold the line.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The only morning show I listen to.
96.3 KKLZ.
You know what, Carla? Normally on Wednesday, we do Kazukioki Wednesday.
Yes, and I've had a lot of people ask about it.
But we don't have anything to give away this week.
I know.
We're kind of focused on giving away the money.
Right.
But since people have been texting in and calling in.
I know.
Saying, hey, are you going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
We want to keep things as normal as possible.
Yes. So we thought we'd try to do like a, I don't know, some old school uplifting something.
All right. Anything on the kazoo is uplifting.
Well, exactly, John. Exactly.
So, I don't know. We'll think of something.
Okay.
Maybe $5 or something. I don't know if you get it right.
Wait, they're not.
I don't know how you'll get it, though. That's the only thing.
Not going to pick it up till July. Yeah. So, if you can hold.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, exactly. If you can hold over.
You know what? Just for S&Gs, we'll do this. And if you want to call in and you can figure it out, then you have the honor of being correct. How about that?
We'll go Broadway.
Okay.
We'll go Broadway.
And a little ragtime, too.
Okay.
So listen
all
to
right.
this here.
Honor
okay.
just to be nominated.
Right. Yes,
all
it
right.
is. So, all right.
All right.
Listen to this. Tell us if you can figure out what song it is.
I didn't know this was going to be an entire Broadway musical. Because at the beginning, it didn't seem like you were both playing the same song.
Well, we kind of were, but
you know how hard it is to keep up with her?
Well, she comes from a musical background.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, no, you were riffing. You were vamping.
I think that's we should have got to that part probably sooner than later. But you know what? If you want to, dial it up. 702-739-9636. You're not doing anything anyways. You're just sitting at home.
Sitting there.
And you might as well dial up the phone. 702-739-9636. And we got a great pat on the back for you if you're correct. You know, just for S&Gs, I think you know what that stands for. Every Wednesday we do Kazookie Wednesday, so why not? We have nothing to give away this morning.
No, we don't.
But we thought for fun, here's the song we did. I think that's enough. You can buy the whole thing on iTunes, I promise. So just goofing around this morning, having some fun. Nancy's on the phone. Nancy, tell everybody the name of the song.
Get Happy?
Yes.
That is it.
See, everybody knew it.
We got nothing for you, Nancy. Yeah. Don't get too excited.
That's okay. That's okay. Just talking to you is the prize.
Nancy, what are you doing today?
I'm going to start to cook. I usually cook a little something for the kids in the neighborhood or a neighbor who's sheltered in, and that's my way of giving back.
That's awesome, Nancy. I love to hear that.
You know what I'm doing this weekend, Nancy, since it's my birthday weekend?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I'm putting a drink in every room in the house, and I'm just going to do my own pub crawl.
That sounds like a plan. I think I'll do the same thing when my birthday comes.
I think I'll do the same thing on Mike's birthday.
Nancy, be careful, be safe, stay healthy.
Okay, will do. Thanks.
You know what? Doing that was worth the call right there.
Yeah, it was.
He's
going to
start cooking and giving back. I love it.
Cool.
Billy Joel, Big Shot.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, here we go. One more chance for you to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, repeat.
Repeat. R-E-P-E-A-T. Repeat.
There you go. Text repeat to 45911 for your chance to win $500 right now. Win $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Then go ahead and enter repeat at 963KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app that you have on your smartphone. Again, the word repeat. You have 15 minutes to get that word out there. Now in about a half hour, you get that weird number. Shows up on your phone. Pick it up. Might be the Beasley Banker just wanting to let you know you won $500. So, again, the word repeat. Text it to 45911. 15 minutes to do it. Go. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Hey, by the way, before we get to the other news, something you should know, the word is repeat.
Yes.
See about the code word? Put a $500 in your pocket. Qualify for the $10,000 grand prize, 10K payday contest. Still have a couple of minutes to text the word repeat, 545-911, or enter it through the KKLZ free app or online at 963KKLZ.com. All right. Some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, Carla, somebody doing a gender reveal stunt in Florida over the weekend.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know how this happens. It was outdoors, but they ended up causing a 10-acre brush fire.
Oh, okay.
With everything else going on.
People always have to blow something up for a gender reveal party, apparently.
Clearly.
You know, they got a fireworks or something like that. Not good.
Now, it's in Florida. Does that surprise us? Maybe
well,
not.
No, it doesn't, Mike.
And everybody is subject to the shutdown. Cocaine dealer busted in Ontario, Canada, up in Canada over the weekend, charged with drug trafficking.
Yeah.
He was also busted and got a ticket for operating, quote, a non-essential business.
Yeah, well, sure.
During the pandemic.
Sure. Maybe it's essential for some, but yeah.
Not for everybody.
Man. Oh, well, you know, this is happening a lot. A lot of people doing video chats, video conferencing. Well, a boss who was leading a meeting. This is hilarious, and you got to look this up. She had some filter on. She didn't know there was something popped up. Well, she turned herself into a potato on the video call. And the whole time she conducted this meeting, she looked like a potato. And she couldn't figure out how to turn it off, so she just did the whole meeting.
Like a serious meeting.
Yeah, a serious meeting, a business meeting. And she looked like a potato sitting at the desk. It is hilarious. You know what? I will try to put that on our website. Really funny.
I love the fact that she kept it serious.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe her employees were going, look at her being funny during this bad time.
She kept trying to change it. And it is funny to see the other employees sitting there. And some of them are just like smirking. It's like, I can't. I don't know how to do
that. Yeah.
Hold on. I can't turn it off. Yeah, it was very funny. And we talked about pets, you know, people caring for their pets right now. Mm-hmm. Well, a woman in London, Pepper Apollo is her name. That's her real name. She's been spending her time quarantining, of course, and caring for her pets. She's got a ton of them. She's got 150 pet snails.
Oh.
She says when you've got 150 snails, that puts you into, you know, the crazy snail lady category. Gosh, doesn't it? Yeah. She said, I started collecting snails about 10 years ago. I found some outside of work, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to take these in, and then just kind of snowballed. Do you think, Pepper?
It's not hard to collect them. I mean, they don't move real fast.
No, it's sure not. Hey.
Here's another one. Oh, okay.
Yeah. They'll come to you, really, Pepper. They'll just come to you.
And you don't have to worry about them running away.
No. I mean. No, but you have to. Don't leave any salt lying out, because that'll slow them down. That's not good. But yeah, 150 pet snails. So
crazy snail lady.
Yeah, you stay in long enough, they might be dinner, actually.
Never thought about that.
That escargot. Oh, it is Wednesday, and that is your other news.
Normally, we wrap up the show with a feel-good story. Hang on, we got somebody on the phone. Right. Go ahead.
Just saying, you played the wrong song about a half hour ago.
The wrong song? Was there a song we were supposed to play?
Yeah, you know what happened 30 years ago today?
30 years
what
ago.
What happened 30 years? What is today?
April 1st.
I don't even know the date.
Big day for Vegas basketball fans.
Oh, see, Carla, now I get it. Last hour, we played the Bengals.
Yeah.
Walk Like an Egyptian.
Oh, okay.
In celebration of winning the national championship and beating Duke.
Got it.
We
got
to play Walk Like a Tarkanian.
Thank you. 30 years ago today, we beat Duke by 30. That's a feel-good story for Vegas.
On the count of three, Rebels, here we go. One, two, three.
Rebels!
Rebels! UNLV, go fight win.
This was so great.
30 years ago.
I know.
Have you seen Mark Waid take the ball, spin around, dribble down the court? He's got the moves. Go away, go. Nobody can catch him anymore. All the school kids are so sick of books. They like the dunk and the hammer jam. When the anthem rings, go away, go. They're walking like we're talking again. All the kids at the TMM say, Rebels, Rebels.
Ago today.
Oh, that's great stuff. They were wearing their little short shorts and everything. Oh, wow. Great call, man. Thank you for that reminder.
The biggest margin of defeat in a national title game in NCAA history.
Yeah.
And you know what, Carl? I was there for that.
That's cool.
I was for that in the Mile High City of Denver. And I remember my Uncle Frank, who used to tell me he only had on his bucket list, he wanted to go to a Super Bowl, he wanted to go to the Stanley Cup Finals, and March Madness. He wanted to go to the NCAA Championship game.
That's great.
He couldn't go, so I brought him a cup back.
That's great.
You know, one of those ceramic cups.
Yeah.
a list of champions and everything.
I very clearly remember I was working at Catch a Rising Star, which was over at Bally's. And we were all, and I don't even laugh, I was working with Rosie O'Donnell.
Wow.
Rosie O'Donnell. And we were all complaining because it's like, there's going to be nobody here tonight. There's going to be nobody here. And there wasn't. There was nobody there.
Everybody was watching the game.
Everybody was watching the game. Yep.
Oh, 30 years ago.
Man.
Thanks for the call. Great reminder.
Jeez.
All right. As we get ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance, find an agent. Auto, home, life, shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show. Rich people. Rich people like David Geffen.
Yeah. Don't tell us that you're self-quarantining. Taking care of myself on your $500 million yacht.
Doesn't go over well.
No, it doesn't.
Toilet paper. More talk about toilet paper. And I think Kat had the right idea. All these empty hotel rooms.
Yeah, that was a great call.
Mm-hmm. Kazookie Wednesday.
Want to make you feel good. That's all.
Just for the heck of it.
Wanted to make you feel better.
Yeah, okay.
What?
And
okay?
I was looking because I wanted to see and make sure that, yes, latest winner in the 10K payday contest, Danielle Watts, picked up $500, qualified for $10,000. Don't forget, your next chance to score some free money, 11 o'clock. Wendy Rush will have that for you, so make sure you listen for that. And she'll have all the details about that a little bit later on this morning, but she'll keep you company. Otherwise, we are back live and local in the studio tomorrow, so be careful, be safe, be kind to each other, and stay healthy.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.